Hello, my name's Neil, and I would like to talk to you about one of the greatest gifts that we can have in this life. You won't find it in a parcel wrapped up at the bottom of this tree, because it is the gift of friendship. And friends are special, aren't they? My oldest friend, Lester, was born the day after me. We've known each other ever since. Our mothers went to antenatal classes together. And even though we don't see each other very often, because he lives in Slovakia, whenever we do meet up, we just carry on where we left off. Friends provide acceptance, understanding. We can relax in each other's presence. It's great for your mental well-being. And friends can even tell you when not to be stupid. And we don't take offense because we know that they have our best interests at heart. Now, what if I was to tell you that you could be friends with God? Let's listen to what Jesus had to say about this to his disciples. I'm reading in John chapter 15, starting at verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And you are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. So talking to his disciples, Jesus says, I call you my friend. However, it is very obvious from the passage that there is a lot of commitment in this friendship from both sides. So what does this friendship with Jesus look like? Jesus said, the greatest love is to lay down your life for your friends. And of course, that's exactly what Jesus did for us. He said, you're not servants, but friends. Servants have a relationship between the master and the servant, but friends is somehow a relationship of equals. Jesus said, what I have learned from my Father, I will share with you. And like so many friends that share each other's secrets, Jesus shares with us what he has learned from his Father. Jesus went on to say, I choose you. He actually wants to be a special friend. And he finishes by saying, I want you to be fruitful. This is to be a productive relationship, a productive friendship. In return for this, Jesus does expect our obedience, that we would obey his commands, and also that we love each other. This is to be a family of friendships. Now, it is obvious from our own experience that not all human friendships last. Friends can be won and lost, and broken friendships are really very painful. Friendship can be very elusive, out of our reach, and we can sometimes feel ourselves to be alone, without friends, and this is particularly painful at Christmas time when there is so much emphasis on friends and family. Maybe that is you today. That is why the gift of friendship is such a wonderful thing and available to everyone through Jesus. I wonder, will you accept the gift of friendship from Jesus this Christmas that he's offering to you? And did you hear what Jesus said when he said, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. May your joy be completed this Christmas in your friendship with Jesus. Father, we do thank you for the way that you have offered your Son, Jesus, to be friends with us. It's almost beyond our comprehension, but we're so grateful for all that you offer to us in Jesus. And as we celebrate this Christmas, we pray that the reality of Jesus will be ever more special to each one of us. In Jesus' name, Amen.
What a friend I found, closer than a brother. I have felt your touch more intimate than lovers. Jesus, friend forever. What a hope I found, more faithful than a mother. It would break my to ever lose each other. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.